York City, Comedy Central presents Bill Dwyer.
Just for you, but for me too. Man, if you're a comic, this has got to be one of the greatest gigs. I think maybe what might be better, being the opening act for the Rolling Stones on their next stadium tour. 70,000 people at the Rose Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your opening act, Bill Dwyer. Thank you. Hey, who remembers Razzles? Are they gum or candy or what? Can we get some studies done on this? Some of those government guys in their lab coats? Thank you. That's my time. I'm going to bring out your headliners. They call themselves the greatest rock and roll band in the world. You've seen them on Don Kirshner's rock concert, the Midnight Special. You may remember them from Altamont. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones. And then I walk off stage. Follow that, you skinny, limey bastards. Yes!
Yeah. I'll see you mugs on the bus.
So I'm a Catholic. I was raised a Catholic, and as a Catholic, I was taught to fear God. And you know, he can smell it on you like a dog. And that's the only religion I know, Catholicism. I don't know anything about any other religions like Lutherans. Who do those people worship? Lex Luthor? That's the bald guy from Superman. That's certainly a false icon, I would think. So I go to the Bible sometimes for inspiration. I know I don't look like it. I mean, I know I look like an Aryan magician. I don't know. Watch me pull an inferior race out of my hat. For that is where they belong, in my hat. I grew the goatee so I don't look so much like Anne Heche. People always stopping me on the street. Hey, you still a lesbian? How do I answer that? Well, I share similar interests. I don't like the Indigo Girls. Wrong equipment. So I live just outside of L.A. in a nice little town that has a huge Armenian population. We have the most Armenians this side of Armenia, apparently. And so I have a lot of our Armenian neighbors and friends. And I know they're my friends because they call me Bill, my friend, which I love. I love that. And then the other thing I love about them is that they have almost English-sounding names. It's always off by just one letter or something. There'll be a knock at the door. Hello, Bill, my friend. Hey, how's it going? Marf. All right. Good to see you, Pulp. Yeah, you bet. What's up, Briab? Where's Dovid? And we have a lot of homeless people out in L.A., and there was a sign at the grocery store that said, please do not encourage the panhandlers, you know, because I'm going up to them. Hey, way to go, panhandler. You're doing a great job, panhandler. You hold on to those panhandling dreams. Never let that panhandle go. You never see a pan or a handle, do you? Like to see somebody making eggs out there. Hey, a panhandler! I was in Las Vegas recently, went into a strip club, totally nude. Sure, my testicles kept sticking to the seat, but other than that, it was great. Said to keep adjusting. All right. Don't want to sit on these babies. They don't like it when you tip them with quarters, do they? The strippers? No, it doesn't make them happy. Because they're generally such a happy bunch. I'm so pleased with my life choices. And you know what the biggest gamble in Las Vegas is? 99-cent shrimp cocktail. That's bargain shrimp in the desert. Where's that coming from? Lake Mead? Hey, these are sea monkeys, aren't they? It is. It's a brine shrimp cocktail. I just ate the king. I know. And you know it's fun in Vegas. You know, I know it's fun to go by the people who are laying out 500 or 1,000 bucks a crack, but occasionally head on over to the nickel slots and cheer those people on. Cherry? Cherry? Oh, a plum! Dude! That was almost a quarter! Oh, man! Imagine that jingle jangling in your cup. Oh, you big stud. Who wants shrimp cocktail? Let me see if I got enough. And there's a lot of old people in Vegas. And not to rip old people, but I'm about to. I don't like it when they play games. Guess how old I am. I don't know, 107? I don't like this game. Do you want me to guess your height 40 years ago was 4 inches more than what it is now? And I just never want to get so old that I'm afraid of escalators. You ever get behind one of them at the mall and they're... Here I go. One. Two. Hey, jump on, will you? It's not a dragon. Let's go. A friend of mine got caught once. Well, yell for help. You're in a mall. Never seen an escalator in the middle of nowhere. Well, here I am in Death Valley. Hey, an escalator. I'll just jump on it with my pants that are 6 inches too long. I hope nothing happens to me. You know, I don't want to break my hip, and I don't want to live in fear of it either. That's why they walk so slow, you know, every step. Please don't slip. No, Slippy. I pray to the gods of slipping to have mercy on me. I offer up the same prayer, but more intense. I'm a father. We have kids because we didn't want pets. And, you ever meet those people who say, I don't have any kids. My cats are my kids. Oh, yeah? How are your cats doing in school? You ever worry about your cats hanging out with the wrong group of cats? And what's the deal when you're putting your kids to bed at night and you say to them, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Such a reassuring thought for a child drifting off to dreamland. Good night. You have insects in your room. I hope spiders don't crawl into your ears. Good night, buddy! All righty, now it's nighty-night time. Hey, I hope a monster doesn't jump out of your closet and drag you off to hell. Good night, pal! What was that? Oh, I thought I saw something under your bed. All right, nighty-nighty now. All righty, nighty-nighty, Mr. Tidy-Whitey, Sidey-Bitey. Hey, why are you crying? Come on. I'm going to turn off the nightlight, sissy. Time to grow up. Well, that's his name. That could have been a mistake right there. And if you have kids, I say you can do anything you want with their middle names. You know, you name your son Jimmy, make his middle name Crack Corn. He will love you forever. Oh, my funny father. Daddy, what happens to dogs when they go to heaven? Let's see, buddy. They go to dog heaven, and it's all dogs, and no one to feed them. Yeah. Just cans, openers strewn around. Yeah, sorry, pal. That's how it works. I don't know what I'm doing as a father. Last year for Halloween, for my daughter's costume, we dyed her fingers yellow, and she went as a chain smoker. So cute. She was wheezing. Her clothes stunk. Came home with a bag full of breath mints. I'm telling you, that was something special. I took my kids to the zoo recently, and the alligator hasn't moved since last July. Sure, he's got a few more pennies on his back, but no movement whatsoever. Not getting a lot of respect, the alligator. So I thought, well, I remember the joys and charms of the petting zoo when I was a kid. I'll take my kids to the petting zoo. Apparently, I'd mistaken the joys and charms of the petting zoo for the horrors of the petting zoo. The petting zoo is a great place to go if you want to discard your child's clothing in a goat's stomach. just, you go there and there's a bunch of naked kids running around screaming. Some poor kid flat on his back on the ground, the chicken pecking bloody holes in his chest. Oh my God! Where are your parents? And I don't know how they stock a petting zoo, but there must have been a huge sale on goats. Just buy one llama, get 15 goats free. All goats must go. And I'm not even a marketing guy. And petting zoo workers will make you yearn for the civility and dignity of a carny worker. You'll wish you were being strapped into an unsafe tilt-a-whirl by a guy who reeks of bourbon. But all that aside, I love my kids. I do. I think the only way I could love them more is if I was divorced. Those guys love their kids. They're always talking. Oh, I love my kids. I love my kids. Every other weekend and Wednesdays from 5 to 8 p.m. Oh, yeah. It's easy to love them when they're not around. When they're around, they're always talking. Blah, 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 blah. They love to chat. They got nothing to chat about. Blah, blah, blah. Pokemon, Nintendo. Blah, blah, blah. Blah. I'm hungry. Blah, blah, blah. These clothes don't fit me. Blah, blah, blah. I can't see out of this eye. Blah, blah, blah. They love to chatter and they got nothing to chatter about. Dad, 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 dad. Look at my hand. Look at my hand. Dad, look at my hand. 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 Look at it now. Look at it now. Dad, look at my hand. Look at my hand. It's gone. It's back. Look at my hand. Okay, buddy. I see your hand. Try and figure out what to do. Call up Tibetan monks. Yeah, I think my kid's a Dalai Lama. Can you take him away for a few years? Then they'd bring the little guy back 7 years later. He'd be all enlightened. Hello, Father. Look at my hand. Ow! Ow! You win! You win, crack corn! You win! Oh. Do it as a father, because I really didn't grow up, my dad died when I was 2 years old. People still ask me, do you remember anything about him? I was 2 years old. Oh yes, I remember. He was a very gentle man with huge hands. No, I don't remember anything about him. All I know is that one Sunday morning before going to mass, said he felt a little tired, so he was going to lay down on the couch, take a nap. We had a cactus in the front in the living room too. Said he was going to lay down on the couch, take a nap before going to Mass. So he lays down on the couch, take a nap before going to Mass. And he dies right there on the couch. And we kept the couch. Do you believe that? The couch my father died on. We had it my whole life. Oh, sure, as kids we would dare one another to take a nap on the demon couch. Take a nap on the demon dad death couch. No, I'm not scared. I just lay down on the couch and dad died out. Catch 40 winks. I saw dad. What'd he say? Get off the couch. Killed me, it'll kill you too. Not exactly the greatest makeout couch in high school. What's the matter, baby? Do you sense death? Come on. Sit down here where his head was. That's the special seat. And then somebody gave us a dog after he died. I don't know what they were thinking. Well, you've lost your husband and father. Here's a half Chihuahua, half Boston Terrier mix. You've lost your main revenue source. Here's a nervous dog. Oh, thank you. Looks like a real moneymaker, that one, with the bulging eyes and the erections and the shivering. Always shivering. That's a cash cow. And the dog lived forever. So I'm married. I've been married over 10 years now. And I got single friends, you know. I hang out with a lot of single friends. And they talk a good game, but they never follow through. They're like, oh, Bill, you with your wife and your kids. I would give anything to trade places with you. All right. Dollar. Can of pop, a Hershey's Kiss. I don't care. Just get over there. They're all mad at me again. And I got one single friend. He's really high tech. He uses a laser pointer to point out attractive women at the bars. Hey, check out that one over there. Which one? The one holding her eye. Yeah, she's winking at you. Permanently. So I have one wife. I think that's the way to go. You hear about multiple wives, you think, oh, wouldn't that be great? I couldn't imagine having eight rabbits, let alone eight wives, you know, not to equate the two. But if you had eight wives, you know, after another bland meal, and you got eight wives, you're putting a lot of crackers in the ground beef, you know what I'm saying? Who wants bulk oatmeal, ladies? After another crappy meal, you got 16 eyes staring at you across the dinner table. What? 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 We're bored. We'll go on the 4-on-4 half-court game. How about that, huh? I'll have sex with the winners, but let me get a nap in, all right? I read about a guy in Utah. He had 15 wives. 15 wives. Imagine the nerve to look around at your 14 wives and think to yourself, one more. Then I'm done chopping. Sure, it's going to screw up the bunk beds, but I got to have 15 wives. What are your marriage vows like to your 15th wife? I promise to love, honor, and cherish you about 2 days a month. All right. February is going to be tough for you because you're my 15th wife. Do the 15 wives have clever nicknames for each other like One and Two and Jigs and Mr. Mixelpicks? I don't know. What's it like to be one of 15 wives? Just, is it all pillow fights and mystery dates? I want to know. I got a surfer. I got a dwarf. So, you would never see a woman with 15 husbands, would you? Poor thing would just wake up every morning with in her face. Hey, fellas, please. Hey, gentlemen, back off. I can't. Please, move the roots. Can I have sex with you? Can I have sex with you? Can I have sex with you? Can I watch? Oh, yeah, I'll just watch. Yeah, I'll just watch. Yeah! Let me get a shower in, will you? Please. Can I watch you take a shower? Can I watch you take a shower? Can I slip the soap between the front of your legs and take it out the back? Go to work, you idiots. 15 guys plumbing. So my wife and I have been married for such a long time now that we play these little sexual fantasy games, you know? Like we have this one where my wife dresses up like a nurse, and then I dress up like a nurse also. And then we don't even have sex either. We just sit behind this huge semicircular wooden desk and get annoyed when people buzz us for juice. That's a terrible game. The hose makes me chafe. Little white hat doesn't fit me. Regarding sex, I like to refer to my wife as Circuit City because she has no interest until January of next year. Put no money down either, so that's a plus. So sometimes when I'm giving it to my wife, because I'm a romantic, that's what I do, I give it to her, you know? People say you have sex, they go, giving it to her. You know when I'm giving it to her, sometimes, you know, some guys might get a little miffed if during lovemaking, you know, and I get a little crazy. Are you having spasms? You know. Maybe some guys have a problem if their woman says, are you in? No. I'm done.